Hello, everyone. I am currently using earbuds, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me. I sound weird coming through them because I have them in my ears. So today's audio mo, I want to talk about the one creature in the world that I think the world revolves around, that my world revolves around, and is the most beautiful creature in the whole world. And it's very easy to spell. It only has three letters. And they're little and they're cute and you can pick them up and carry them. That would be the cat, boys and girls. I am a huge cat person. I love them all. I love black cats. I love white cats. I love big, fluffy gray cats, cute little short hair, furry gray cats, Siamese, calicos, tabbies, you name it. I love the cat. When I was, I'd say, 2 or 3 years old, my first cat was a white cat named Dandy. It was a female. And I put that cat through all kinds of abuse. You know, when you're two, you know, you do crazy stuff with animals and other children and mommy and daddy. And, yeah, poor Dandy. She took a lot of, she took a lot of shit from me. One thing I used to do was carry her upside down. Nice kitty. Pretty kitty. Nice kitty kitty. Upside down. Another thing I used to do with her is put her in the refrigerator. I don't know why. I guess I just did it because I could. I don't know. I mean, like I said, when you're two, you don't think about that stuff. Two or three. My mom said that she'd go into the refrigerator, every time she'd go in and open the refrigerator door to get something out, shoo, the cat would be running out. Yeah, cat was in the fridge again. So, then, as I got older, we had other kittens. Of course, my mom had left me with my dad when I was four, and like I said in an earlier boo, I lived with his girlfriend for 6 years. After they broke up, she took care of me. And when I was four, we had Boots and Buttons. I think Boots was a black cat, and Buttons was a gray cat. And then there was a, I guess it was a, so somebody had brought their cat over and asked me to take care of him. And I think his name was BJ or JB or something like that. But he looked more like a Siamese, like a Blue Point Siamese. So they had that light brown color. So we had all of them for a while, and then we had this cat that was like a yellow, either yellow or an off-white. In fact, we almost called him Ivory because that was when Ebony and Ivory came out. That was like back in 82. But he looked, or it was a girl. I think it was a girl actually. And she looked too yellow. So at the time, Kathy was trying to teach me French. So we decided to call it, to give her the French word for yellow. So we ended up doing that. We had her for, I think she ran away. It was weird because she just kind of showed up one day and we just took her in. And then after that, there were a couple of kittens that we had and we got rid of them. And eventually when Kathy met the guy she eventually ended up marrying, he ended up bringing his cat, which was a red tip Siamese. They're white with apricot colored ears, and I think the tail was a darker color too. And his name was Clarence, but we actually ended up getting rid of him and finding another one that looked just like him, and we called him Sam. And we had Sam for a couple of years. I think when I was in the second or third, right between second and third grade, I think we got rid of him. He went to live on Kathy's parents' farm and ended up, you know, becoming part of the barn cats and getting fat and yeah. and then after that, it was, let's see, it was in August of 86. I was getting ready to start fourth grade, and that's when we got Felix. And we got him as a kitten, and he was another red tip Siamese, so he looked just like Sam pretty much. And that was when I learned how to clean out a cat box, you know, basically feed the cats, you know, determine when to give them milk and water, because, you know, for when he was a kitten, we were giving him milk. I was basically his caregiver until Child Protective came in, you know, and I left with them in January of 87. Of course, I never did get to say goodbye. He ended up going out with Leonard, living out on the shop where Leonard worked and everything. So, but then when I moved back in with my mom a couple of years later, she was breeding Siamese cats. And so she had pretty much stopped by the time I moved in, though. I didn't actually get to see any of that in action. She couldn't find anybody else to breed with them because the male cat that they had gotten so sick with feline AIDS, basically. That's what they called it. It was basically an immune disease that had pretty much just taken him over. So we ended up putting him down. But he was a Blue Point Siamese. In fact, his name was Blue. My cat, Elizabeth, was a Seal Point. And my mom's cat, Dicey the Bitch, was also a Seal Point. And she was a bitch. So we had Dicey and Elizabeth up until I graduated from high school. And then, you know, once I moved out, you know, I tried to have cats over the years. And I didn't really have a cat long term until I got Romeo 2 years ago, the one that we call Porky's. And he's a tuxedo cat. He's a black tuxedo cat with a white patch on his chest and then like a little white happy trail going down him. And we called him Porky's because he put on a lot of weight. And then over the winter, he ended up losing a bunch of weight. So that is my cat story. Like I said, I love cats. And we've got three other cats in the house. There's Chulak, who is my roommate Michael's cat. He brought him when he moved in. And then he's a big, gray, fluffy, fluffball cat. I call him Chuchi. And then there's Boo Boo, or Boo, and I call him Boo Boo Kittipus. And he was actually, they got him for Avalon right after she, well, about a year after she was born. And then there's Falcor, who just kind of showed up. And he's a big white cat, pure white cat, absolutely gorgeous cat. He just showed up one day and said, "I live here now, thanks." And so we just called him Falcor because, you know, the luck dragon is pure white. So that is our cat story. and Boo is like a short hair gray cat. So that is today's audio, Boo. Long live the feline, as I always say. So any cat lovers out there, say it with me. Long live the feline.
Yeah.